What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, This will be the winter of your discontent, Goy. So, for those of you wondering why the hell am I covering my face, if you guys been watching my videos, you know by now that I went to Cancun a couple of weeks ago, and I did the face maxing over there, where they ripped my face for about 45 minutes with big ass, long ass needles. They injected me with collagen fillers. They're giving me a movie star jawline. The swelling has went down. The bruises went away. I'm just waiting for the collagen to kick in and make my face look pretty before I take off this towel. So, anyways, going to the point of this video, this will be the winter of your discontent, Goy. Now, if you guys remember, before the January 6th riots or whatever, insurrection or what the hell you want to call it, boogaloo, I released a video telling you guys all you're gonna do is celebrate my birthday. Yes, my birthday is on January 6th. Ain't nothing good gonna come out of the January 6th get-together, if you wanna call it that, or ice cream social, like Blake over at Terrence Pop would say. So, as you all know, we're gonna be voting in a couple of days. And there's supposedly gonna be a big red wave sweeping the country. Alright, guys, I'm letting you guys know right now, that red wave ain't gonna mean jack squat, okay? The Jews have systematically put this country in the past 20 years on a path where this country is gonna collapse. Just like the Jews put bombs in the New World Trade Center to make the World Trade Center collapse and put the blame on low IQ Arabs who fuck goats for a living. They're doing the same thing right now, guys. So for the past 20 years, the Jews have been saying, oh, it's the Muslims. If you guys remember, Obama was a Muslim. The Muslim Brotherhood infiltrated the White House, if you guys remember that. But in reality, that was the Jews taking power of the White House, but putting the blame on the Muslim Brotherhood, which doesn't exist anymore. So, for the past 20 years, guys, the Jews have been putting the U.S. economy on a path where the U.S. economy will fall. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, we're going from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica. We went from Pax Britannica to Pax Americana, and we had to have World War II to go from Pax Britannica to Pax Americana. Now we're going from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica, where the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, will reign supreme. So we're going to have a big-ass war. This is why the Zionists want war with Russia. They want a nuclear war. They're dying for a nuclear war. They've got to have a nuclear war, okay? This is how the Jews bring in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Hebrew for the world to come. Now, if you're a dirty Jew like Mark Zuckerberg or Ben Shapiro, Olam Haba, aka the world to come, is under the command of Satan. If you're a good Jew, messianic Jew like me, the world to come is under that of the Son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better. Now, this path that we're going to go through is going to be very, very difficult to a lot of normies out there, okay? You see, a lot of normies are utterly, utterly unaware of what's going on, okay? If you're watching this video, man, you know what's going on. You know what you have to do. Get your money right. Get the fuck out of the West. and fuck hot bitches. And if you can't leave the West, that's fine, guys, you know. Buy a plot of land in fucking Cody, Wyoming, or in the middle of the mountains in Tennessee, and just ride out Armageddon. That's all I'm gonna tell you guys. So, we're gonna be inquiring about the winter of discontent for Goyim, okay? Because right now, this is the best time for people like you and me to actually make money, believe it or not. Like Duke and Don here on MGTOW TV said, right now is the best time for you to make money, because very, very soon, it's gonna be hella difficult for you to make money, because the elites are gonna make sure you can't make money. Now, how do you make money? If you look at Andrew Tate is making like $5 million a month selling Hustler University to a bunch of kids living in their mom's basement who think that for $50 investment, they're gonna drive around in a Bugatti. That Indian curry sale, Hamza, aka the bathroom king, like fucking Stardust would call him, he's selling fucking 5'4" deformed kids a $1,000 fitness course where they're gonna go from being 5'4" deformed into being an Adonis if they pay $1,000, okay? So, there's a lot of ways to make money. You're pretty much scamming people, but hey man, the vast majority of Goyim out there are going to die. And quite frankly, I think a lot of Goyim out there need to die. There's just too many Goyim out there, and quite frankly, I don't like Goyim eating our food. I don't like seeing them walking down the street. I don't even like the fact that they wake up in the morning and they fucking take in oxygen. Now, as you guys know, the word Goyim for me, Amr Mitwali, is based off of the Quran, which means Summun Bukman Umyun Wala Ya'qulun, deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not think. Okay? You don't have to be a non-Jew to be a goy, okay? A zombie is a goy, okay? Deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not think, which is pretty much 80% of the human population out there. Now, one of the reasons why I go to the Beta Male Cafe and I go to the pub at night to work on MGTOW TV, you know, when I'm at the pub, for example, man, yesterday the pub, you know, it was Saturday, a lot of people at the pub yesterday, and people are always asking me, man, how the hell can you concentrate in a pub? The music is rocking, you got fucking drunk people doing karaoke, you got drunk people bumping into your table while you're working on the computer. How is it that I concentrate? And I'm gonna tell you guys, I'm able to concentrate because in my world, Goyim don't exist, okay? That fucking drunk who's walking around with a beer bottle, pussy, where's the pussy at? That person does not exist in my world, okay? That shiksa who's walking around with her pussy showing, you know, getting attention, having beta males chase after her, she does not exist in my world, okay? For us Jews, Goyim do not exist. Get that in your mind, guys. Goyim for Jews simply do not exist because their lives are meaningless for the most part. Now, the reason why I go to the Beta Male Cafe, I go to the Beta Male Pub, is so I can have compassion for Goyim. You see, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, you know, these elite Jews, they never ever deal with Goyim, okay? These people, they live literally on top of mansions, you know, they live in mansions on top of hells, and then they have Shabbas Goy who interact on their behalf between them and the unwashed masses. So Mark Zuckerberg, Ben Shapiro, George Soros, they will never, ever, ever deal with Jenny from the Block or Joe Sixpack. So they don't care about these people. Now me, Amar Metwali, because I put myself in their environment, I tell myself, you know, these goyim, they're misguided, they're hella low IQ, but you know what? They're not bad people. Plus, who's gonna mow your fucking lawn, man? Here in South Florida, man, every time I pass by Mexicans who are working out in the heat and humidity, I say to myself, thank God for goyim, you know? Because here's the deal, guys, here's the deal. Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Black Belt Truth, you know? If God really does knock us the fuck out, if we were sent back 50 years, like if we were sent back before internet and computers, I, Amar Metwali, I would be utterly, utterly useless without internet and computers. You know, I have absolutely no fucking beneficial skill without the digital age, you know. Even fucking Yogi Obes would be more useful if we were sent back, you know, 50 plus years. I mean, Yogi Obes being so damn small, he can be a chimney sweep, you know. Even fucking Coach Bitchville, you know something, guys, if we really are Nagasaki Hiroshima by God and we go back, you know, 50 plus years, you know, Coach Bitchville, he will be ultra successful, you know, because all that dude has to do is put on a wig. When the sun goes down, he goes out to the local truck stop and he does, you know what they do at the truck stop, right? Yeah, Coach Bitchville is going to do really well when shit hits the fan. He's probably doing really well right now, you know. You don't have to go back 50 years in time to put on a wig and go to the local truck stop. You could do that shit like right now, you know. Anyways, so me, Amar Metwali, I put myself in an environment where I have compassion for goyim. I don't hate goyim, guys. You know, I don't wake up in the morning like Mark Zuckerberg or George Soros or that dirty Jew, what's his name, Ben Shapiro, and say to myself, I hate goyim. I can't wait until the goyim are exterminated. I don't do that, man. So, understanding the winter of your discontent. A lot of these normies out there, guys, they are utterly, utterly lost and misguided. They have no idea what's gonna happen, you know? So this is really the best time for you and me to make money and take advantage of goyim, especially the woman. You know, you guys saw that video on MGTOW TV yesterday, Doug K put out, you know, these Russian gals in Russia, they were like dancing in the street naked without a care in the world when their men are just a couple of miles away in Ukraine getting hacked to death, blown up, shot, beat, whipped, you know? See, this is what you guys need to understand, man. What's happening in Ukraine is gonna happen here in America. There will be conscription. There will be a draft. You see, I'm gonna tell you what the Jews are doing, okay? Because I'm Jewish myself. So I'm gonna tell you exactly what the Jews are doing, okay? The Jews wanna kill off white people, white men in particular, and have all the white women to themselves. Let me say that one more time. The Jews want to kill off white men, and then they want to have all the white women to themselves. This is the ultimate Jew goal. Now, if you guys look at George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Ben Shapiro, they're fugly. They're hideous looking. Ain't no way no girl wants to be with them. We all know that the only reason that Chinese girl is with Loserberg is because she's a communist Chinese party spy. So, Jewish men know they can't get hot white woman when they're competing with fucking, I don't know, what's his name, Chad, or, you know, the guy from Thor, you know, that movie star, Chris Hemsworth, you know? So what the Jews have to do is that they have to kill off white guys, and at the same time, they have to make white women become degenerate. Do you guys know who is the biggest sex trafficker in the world? Jews. Jews are the biggest sex traffickers. You guys want to know why the Jews went after that black basketball player? No, it's not Kanye West. The Jews went after Kanye West, but they went after a black basketball player recently. Why? Because he posted a tweet saying that the vast majority of slave ships were named after Jews, were captained by Jews. You see, the Jews lie. They tell you, oh, the slavery was by Arabs. Arabs enslaved the black man. Nope, it was Jews who enslaved the black man, okay? Jews are responsible for slavery. They're responsible for sex trafficking. They're responsible for fucking drugs, okay? See, when the Jews say, we don't want money laundering, we don't want drugs, we don't want sex trafficking, that's because the Jews do not want competition, okay? Now, Jews can make competition illegal, okay? If you try to do the same thing the Jews did, you'll go to prison for the rest of your life. You know, Donald Trump, that Zionist minion, there was a Jew, a dirty Jew. I made a video about it, okay? You can look it up, okay? This Jew, he defrauded companies. He committed wire fraud. He was sentenced to 27 years in prison. And guess what Donald Trump said? He said to that Jew, you are a free man, okay? So this just goes to show you guys, even if a Jew gets caught, some Shabbos goy is gonna set him free, okay? So not only can Jews do illegal, immoral stuff, and if they get caught, they will get pardoned, okay? You, on the other hand, you're gonna go to prison, you're gonna get killed. That's just how it is. Now, the Jews, they can make sex trafficking illegal, they can make money laundering illegal, they can make drugs illegal. However, they cannot make it illegal for white women to go with white guys, okay? So they have to kill white guys, okay? Get it through your mind. Personally, guys, this actually works in my favor too, you know? Now, granted, I'm not fugly as Mark Zuckerberg. I'm not exactly Chad or Tyrone either. But hey, that's why I went to Cancun and face masked, okay? If you guys take notice, if you guys look at this area over here, if you guys remember, this area was really bad. It looked like I had old man cheeks. If you guys look at this area, remember under the eye, it was really bad. If you guys look at my videos from 4 months ago, big ass difference. Also, guys, I was able to watch some of my videos from like 4 or 5 years ago. That old man line I had down here, that was visible when I was fucking 37. You know, I'm 41 now. So, face masking in Cancun really does work, guys, you know. So, you guys out there who wanna get yourself up in the SMV scale, go to Cancun, face mask. It's hella cheaper than here in America. You guys can private message me on MGTOW TV if you wanna know the clinic that I go to. I think I mentioned it a couple of times. I don't like mentioning the clinic over and over, because you're gonna get a lot of people like fucking shit up, you know. So, yeah, If you want to get a leg up in the SMV market, guys, go to Cancun. But you guys have to remember, at the end of the day, height matters, okay? If you're under 5'10", it's pretty much over for you if you're under 5'10", you know? I'm 6'3", so I have the height. I'm on TRT. I'm on weight loss, fat loss pills. So I, Amr Metwali, I have the prerequisites to be high SMV. It's just that I need to get the face up. So that's what I'm doing in Mexico. You know, I might get lip surgery and nose surgery later on. So anyways, going back to what I was saying, because Jews are ugly people, I don't even have to tell you why. Look at Jonah Hill. Look at fucking Loserberg. Look at that fucking Seth Rogen dude. The only way they can get white women is if they kill off all the white men, and then they make white women into degenerate shiksas, you know. The Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, a lot of white women are sex trafficked from Europe to the Zionist state, okay? Let me say that one more time. A lot of white women are sex trafficked from Europe to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. But here in America, if you meet a girl on fucking Tinder and you hop on a plane and you go fuck her, guess what? That's sex trafficking. Real talk, motherfuckers. You know, here in America, if you like, I'm in Florida, right? If I hop on a plane or I cross into Georgia to fuck some girl I met off Tinder, that's actually sex trafficking. But the Jews, you know, they can sex traffic millions of girls from Europe to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, take away their passports, hold them against their will, and it's totally fine. They can do that, but, you know, God forbid you cross state lines to go fuck a bitch, and you're charged with sex trafficking. So this just goes to show you guys that the Jews out there, man, they want you dead. They want white people in particular dead, because white people are the only people who can actually stand up and compete with the Jews, you know. Black people, they don't have the IQ. Indians are just fucking useless, man. Arabs are in on it, you know. Even God, even Allah says in the Quran, the worst people are the Arabs, you know. So Arabs are in on it. Blacks are too damn low IQ to compete with the Jews. Indians are useless. Chinese are fucking godless heathens. So the Jews love the Chinese, and the Chinese love the Jews. So the only race out there that can actually compete with the Jews and be a problem is white people, in particular white men. So a lot of you white guys out there watching this, the Jews want you dead, okay? They're going to bring a draft to America. If you are watching this, you're in America, you're a white dude, and assuming you're under 60 and you're not like fucking crippled, you really need to start looking at Mexico. A lot of you guys out there watching this motherfucking video, you need to realistically look at Mexico, guys. You can stay in Mexico illegally. They don't care in Mexico. If you marry a Mexican chick, you automatically get permanent residency. Just letting you know, guys, if you actually have a anchor baby in Mexico, you get the permit. You get residency permit if you have a child in Mexico. And there are people in Mexico, it's illegal, but they can do it. They can actually fake documents and shit like that and bribe government officials, so whereby they'll give you the citizenship, you know? So Yeah, I'm not telling anybody here to do anything illegal, but I'm just saying, guys, if shit in America is gonna get real bad, which it will, a lot of you guys out there, you have to look at Mexico. Again, everybody watching this video, if you are in America or if you are in Canada, go to Mexico. Go to Cancun. Live in Merida, okay? Merida is the safest city in all of Mexico. In fact, I think Merida, M-E-R-I-D-A, I think Merida is like one of the safest cities in all of Latin America. So for you guys out there, look into Merida. Merida is only 4.5 hours away from Cancun. It's dirt cheap to fly in Cancun. Honestly, I think everybody watching this in North America should at least fly into Cancun, spend like a week between Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Merida, and get a feel for Mexico. Because again, Merida would be your best bet. It's safe. Yeah, sure, it's hot and humid as hell. Guys, Mexico has a lot of good places you can live in. San Cristobal up in the mountains, it's nice. You can live in San Miguel. You can live in Mexico City, Guadalajara, Lake Chapala. I'm actually thinking of going back to Mexico again, but this time around, going to Guadalajara, Mexico City, San Miguel. Look at other Mexican places, because where I went to Mexico, guys, I was in southern Mexico, okay? Southern Mexico is where you get all the dark people, you know, all the short brown people. But when you get into like the central Mexico area, Guadalajara, Mexico City, that's where you get, you know, white people and white looking people. So that's probably going to be the next phase if I go back to Mexico. And of course, guys, because I look smacks in Mexico, I'm always going to be going back to Mexico. And again, the flight to Cancun from Lauderdale is shorter than the car ride from here to Lauderdale Airport. But the point that I want to get across to everybody watching this video is that shit is going to get bad in America, okay? Gas actually went up 40 cents in the past 2 days, okay? We all know that once elections are over, gas is gonna skyrocket. So why did gas skyrocket, you know, in the past 3 days before the elections? This was the Jews telling us, hey, Goy, we are fully in charge of this. You think this red wave is gonna mean jack squat? Everybody is in our back pocket. And now that Zionist creep, Netanyahu, he's back in charge of the Zionist state. In fact, I uploaded a video that Ben Shapiro and that Zionist minion, fucking Jordan Peterson, did where they met with Netanyahu. Now, if you guys look at Netanyahu, he's a very, very smug individual, okay? He's a bully. Yet he knows that everybody is on his side, okay? Netanyahu knows for a fact that when he goes to the U.S. government and gives one of his retarded speeches, every damn person in the U.S. government, Republican, Democrat, man, woman, everybody in the U.S. government is gonna give him a standing ovation. Because everybody in the U.S. government is in the back pocket of the Zionist. This is what you guys out there need to understand. That red wave that's coming, it ain't gonna mean jack squat, okay? Things will get worse. Now, you Christians talk about the 7 years of tribulation. Now, the Zionist, you know how they always say Agenda 2030, right? 2030 is when the Zionists believe that Satan is gonna land in Mount Zion, okay? This is why they're called Zionists, okay? Zionists believe that Satan will land and rule from Mount Zion in the Holy Land, okay? This is why they're called Zionist. At the end of the day, they are Satan worshippers. That's what Zionists are. They worship Satan. Arabs worship Satan. Pretty much everybody in Western governments worship Satan. This is what you all need to understand. This is why the Zionists are the ones in charge, and the Arabs, the white people, are their minions, okay? Jordan Peterson is a Zionist minion, okay? Biden is a Zionist minion. The king of Saudi Arabia is a Zionist minion. That Indian dude, Modi, is a Zionist minion. Winnie the Pooh, who's the leader of China. Look it up, guys. The leader of China looks exactly like Winnie the Pooh. He's a Zionist minion. This is how you can get somebody like Netanyahu to be so damn smug and confident, because he knows all the world leaders are in their back pocket, not because the Zionists are but simply because these people worship Satan, okay? See, this is why God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahun Ya Rasul Ard, my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth. At the end of the day, guys, the righteous are gonna inherit the earth. Right now, the Zionists and their Satan worshiping minions, they're inheriting the earth. However, this is not gonna last long. It might last 7 years, you know, but the question that you guys have to ask yourself, what's gonna happen for the next 7 years? Okay? What's gonna happen? What are you gonna do? Okay? Are you gonna get conscripted in the military and go die on behalf of Jews? You know, all these, you know, you guys need to understand, man. Russia can finish Ukraine overnight. But they're not doing that. Why? Because the Zionists and their goy minions, they wanna kill off white men. That's all there is to it, guys. So all these wars, I mean, you look at the, you know, the U.S. government has been in Afghanistan for 20 years. And now the Taliban are now back bigger, stronger, smarter, better, richer than ever before, okay? Why? Because this is all about A, bankrupting the West, and B, killing off white men. That's all there is to it, guys. All these Jewish wars are about bankrupting the West and killing off white men. That's all there is to it, guys. I've said it in my past videos and I'm gonna say it again. If you goyim, in particular white dudes, were to commit suicide, this would be the best. It's like a con artist, you know? If a con, you know, do you think a con artist will ever come out to you and be like, hey bro, I'm gonna scam you? No, they're not gonna do that. They're gonna do a elaborate show to scam you. But if you say, hey, scam artist, just take my money, leave me alone, the scam artist is gonna be like, thank you, you just made my life hella easier. So if you goyim, especially white men, were to off yourself, you would have done the Jews a big ass favor, because they don't have to go out, poison your food, start wars. Have you guys seen all this bullshit talk about mental health, you know? Every now and then I go on LoserTube to see what's out there, man. They're pushing videos and ads about mental health. You know, book a call with a mental health expert. And all the mental health people are fucking women. That's because the Jews want you to become mentally weak. Guys, there's no such thing as mental illness. There's only Maradun al-Alb, disease of the heart. Mental illness does not exist. Now, don't get me wrong. If you have like Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, stuff where the hardware in your brain is malfunctioning, yeah, mental illness does exist. But BPD, narcissism, bipolar, that's not mental illness. That just means you have a disease of the heart. That's all there is to it, guys. Okay? So, the bottom line here, man, eventually we will win. However, in the next 2, 3, 5, 7 years, a lot of people will have to die. A lot of people are going to be extremely, extremely miserable. Okay, the question is, what are you going to do about it? Okay, so right now, guys, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Honestly, guys, I'm thinking of going to, like, Latvia. I'm thinking of going to Poland, you know? Because guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to fuck white women. Hey, listen, man, just like Loserberg and Soros and fucking every other Jew out there, I like white women. Now, the difference between me and Mark Zuckerberg is I can actually get a white girl, okay? He can't do it naturally because, let's be honest, ain't no white girl wants to be with Jonah Hill, you know? So, yeah, man, my next trip, you know, I'm going to go to Cancun because I have to face max a little bit more, you know? But my next trip, guys, it might be Latvia, it might be Bulgaria, it might be someplace in Eastern Europe, you know, maybe Poland. So it's going to be interesting, guys. It's going to be interesting. So the bottom line, guys, that I want you guys out there to understand is things are going to get worse and worse and worse. However, for people like you and me, who actually are aware and taking proactive measures, honestly, this is like the best time of my life, to be honest with you, you know. I'm looking good, I'm feeling good, I'm eating good, I'm fucking good. Granted, I'm losing money on MGTOW TV. By the way, guys, starting in December, our bill at MGTOW TV is going to go up by 10%. That's because there is inflation in the tech industry, believe it or not. I just got an email a couple of days ago. Right now, we are paying $721 to keep the lights on MGTOW TV. Our bill is going to go up to 10% of that, so that's what, $72. So instead of losing $700 a month, we're gonna be losing $800 a month, okay? You know, and that $800 a month, that's only to keep the lights on, to keep the servers on. There's still, we have a sysadmin, we paid him $75 a month to make sure everything works. We have email services, we have Twilio, we got external services out there. So, you know, we're not just gonna be paying $800 a month to keep the lights on. We have over $200 worth of other stuff. For example, the live streaming services, you know, everybody who live streams on MGTOW TV, they get their own live streaming server. They get a small server, you know, it's a couple of dollars, but when you have like 20 people with streaming servers on MGTOW TV, you know, that's well over $100 for live streaming on MGTOW TV. So our expense on MGTOW TV is gonna be close to $1,100 in December, and between super chat commissions and memberships, we're making like $300 a month. So, yeah, we are going to be losing $800 a month, up from $720 now, starting in December. So for you guys out there, the best way to help out MGTOW TV, guys, super chat the content creators. You know, we make like 10% of that. Give SendBro straight up 5%. TFM, Red Pill Mayor. I don't think Red Pill Mayor is on Give SendBro yet. Terrence Pop is on it. If you guys are on MGTOW TV and you want to go on Give SendBro, I can feature you on Give SendBro. I have the ability to like feature people on Give SendBro. So all of you big guys on MGTOW TV, go to Give SendBro and you get a chance. Set up an account there and you can go into your settings and hook up your Give SendBro to your MGTOW TV account. That way people know you have a Give SendBro account, and if they want to help you out there, they can do that. You know, it's kind of like how Rumble has locals. By the way, guys, everything Rumble has, we have, okay? Not only do we have everything they have, but we are cheaper than them, okay? With us, the content creators get to keep most of their money. And we have a lot of people telling us, hey, Amr, MGTOW TV is actually better than Rumble, you know. Our live streaming is now a lot smoother. Our chat, now, I actually updated the chat, you know. The live chat in the past, I used to like refresh the whole live chat every minute. Now I have the chat only showing the latest chat. So now our chat is pretty much in real time. So yeah, MGTOW TV is actually better than Rumble, guys. And again, we are cheaper. People get to keep more of their money with us compared to Rumble. So it's all about, you know, it's all about the networking effect, guys. You know, obviously Rumble, they're on the stock market. They're a multi-billion dollar corporation, and I'm just a dude making car videos, fucking delivering pizza, and I'm able to build a product better than fucking Rumble. So what does that tell you, you know? So yeah, man, at the end of the day, guys, if you want to help out MGTOW TV, best thing to do, super chat the content creators, visit their Give SendBro page, support them over there. Get yourself a membership. We have about 2,000 people who come to MGTOW TV on a daily basis. If like a thousand of you got that $1 membership, that'll pretty much, you know, cover all of our cost. You know, this cup of coffee over here, guys, you see this? You know, I get this from Cumberland. It's like $1.06 after taxes. You know, for the price of this coffee, you can get a MGTOW TV membership for a whole month. You're not gonna see any banner ads. I know some of you guys out there been saying, yo, Amr, those banner ads, they're kind of like fucking, kind of like, you know, those sex websites, stuff like that. So we're using a third-party vendor for our ads. But I'm probably gonna get rid of those ads soon, because you know, it's kind of like cam whore websites. As you guys know, I own Give SendBro. Guys, if I turned Give SendBro into Give SendHo, I'd be driving around in a Bugatti right now. But I don't. Why? Because it's haram, you know. And a lot of you guys out there, you guys been asking me, Amr, what's your take on Andrew Tate becoming a Muslim? Guys, Andrew Tate is a shrewd businessman, okay? He has to constantly redevelop himself to stay relevant. That's number one, okay? Number two, contrary to popular belief, Andrew Tate did not become the Andrew Tate we know because of his kickboxing career. In fact, Andrew himself said, at best, I was driving a Beamer and living in a nice apartment. thanks to kickboxing, okay? Andrew Tate made his money through a cam whore business. Guys, in Islam, you cannot pimp women out. You know, this is why I don't give any of you guys Yogi Ob's mom IG account, because Islamically, you're not allowed to pimp women out, okay? This is why Give Send Bro is not Give Send Ho. Otherwise, I'd be driving a Bugatti right now. Currently, Andrew is making his money through casinos, which he got into by joining the mafia. Guys, let me tell you something out there, man. If you want to be like Andrew Tate, be ready to do haram and or illegal activities and get in bed with the mafia / cartel, okay? Now, I'm not doing anything haram. I'm not doing anything illegal, except when it comes to Yogi Ob's mom. Then again, is it illegal if she likes it? And also at the same time, guys, I'm not getting in bed with the fucking cartel, okay? When I was in Mexico, I knew a guy with the cartel, and he owns multiple restaurants, but those restaurants are where the cartel money launders stuff, and he wanted me to get in on it, and I'm like, no, thank you. So I don't do illegal, immoral, or unethical shit, man. And I definitely don't get in the bed with fucking mafia cartel, because once you get in bed with these guys, you know, the only way you can get out is death. Whether you die on your own or they end up killing you. So if you want to be like Andrew Tate, do haram, do illegal shit, and get in bed with the mafia / cartel. And again, I'm not saying Andrew Tate is a bad person. I'm not saying that he's not a Muslim. I'm not saying that he's gonna go to hell. I'm just simply stating the fact for you guys out there who've been asking about Andrew Tate and his conversion to Islam. I'm gonna leave you with one thing, okay? Before I end this video, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Black Pill Truth, okay? As you guys know, I did MMA in the movies. I've been punched in the face before. Let me tell you something, guys. If you want to be a good, faithful servant of God, I don't care if you're a Christian, Jew, Muslim, God is going to jack you in the jaw worse than any punch in the face you'll ever get, okay? So right now, a lot of us, we're looking at Andrew Tate. We see him jet-setting all over the world, fucking hot bitches, driving around in Bugatti. Guys, if Andrew Tate genuinely wants to become a good Muslim, God is gonna fuck him up big times, okay? I know that out of personal experience. And look, man, just because God fucks you up doesn't necessarily mean he hates you. In fact, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, if God didn't fuck them up every now and then, they'd actually get worried and they say, hey, did God abandon us? I don't have any hardships. I'm not suffering. I'm not struggling. I'm not sacrificing. Life's good. Did God abandon me? So you guys out there need to understand, man, if you want to become a faithful servant of God, genuinely, okay, you're going to suffer. You're gonna struggle, you're gonna sacrifice. There is no way around it. So, guys, I cannot stress this part enough. I know a lot of you guys out there, you say, Amar, stop repeating yourself. Guys, what's happening in Ukraine will happen here. There will be a draft, okay? What's happening in like fucking Africa where people are starving, that's gonna happen here, okay? What's happening in Sri Lanka where it's lawlessness, that's gonna happen here, okay? Now, I know I got robbed in Mexico. I almost got murdered by the cartel because I went down a wrong highway at 1 o'clock at night in Salina Cruz. But hey, man, you're probably gonna be better off in Mexico than here when shit hits the fan. Because the last thing you guys want, you don't want to go die for dirty Jews. And you guys have to remember, these Jews, they're purposely gonna kill you because they don't want white people, in particular, white men around. I cannot stress this enough. You white guys out there have to understand, Jews hate you the most because you're the only group of people out there who can actually give the Jews a run for their money. That's number one. Number two, because Jews are so fucking fugly. Again, Jonah Hill, Mark Zuckerberg, Seth Rogen, Ben Shapiro. Jews are not gonna get fucking, you know, hot woman. So the only thing they can do is kill off white dudes and, you know, make white women so fucking degenerate. You know, there's a reason why the Jews are pushing white women to get with Indians and fucking black people, right? There's a reason behind it. Because if a woman gets with a black dude, then she gets with a fucking curry sale, you know? Getting with a fucking Jew sale won't be that far off a leap, you know? So imagine this, you know, imagine a white girl gets with somebody like Hamza, a curry sale, then getting with a Jew sale, you know, like Seth Rogen, isn't gonna be that far of a leap, you know. If you can get with a curry sale, you can get with a Jew sale. So this is why the Jews are pushing interracial relationships with white women going with black guys, brown guys. Because eventually, a white woman's expectation is going to be so low that she'll end up getting with a fugly-looking Jew like Mark Zuckerberg. So, bottom line, guys, if you are in North America, go to fucking Mexico. Land in Cancun. It's okay to spend a day or two in Cancun or in Merida, but you don't live in Cancun. I'm sorry. Merida is okay. Don't live in Cancun. Don't live in Playa del Carmen because those are tourist traps. It's greatly, you know, you're going to get ripped off in Playa del Carmen, Tulum, and Cancun, okay? Go to Merida. Go to Mexico City. Go to San Miguel. Go to Lake Chapala or Chapala, which is in Guadalajara, okay? There's like half a dozen Mexican cities out there, guys, that you will do well in. And San Cristobal, where I went and I fucked that girl in San Cristobal, that is a good place, man. San Cristobal actually was nice. It was safe. It was nice. So I definitely recommend San Cristobal. Also, Oaxaca isn't bad. You know, I went to Oaxaca, as you guys know. Oaxaca was pretty damn good, guys. So, you have at least half a dozen Mexican cities out there that are good for you. And I'm going to tell you those cities again. Okay, the cities are Merida, San Cristobal, Oaxaca, Mexico City, Guadalajara, San Miguel. I'm sure there are other cities out there that I haven't been to or haven't heard of. Maybe you guys who've been to Mexico, you can let us know in the comment section of cities other than Mexico City, Guadalajara, San Cristobal, Oaxaca, Merida, San Miguel. Cities other than those that might be good for a Westerner to live and perhaps retire in. Because when shit hits the fan here in America, the Mexicans are gonna build a wall to keep us out. So it's probably a good idea for you as a American to get into Mexico now, set up base over there. And I cannot stress this enough, guys. you can pretty much get yourself a resident, a 1 year temporary resident visa right now if you want, okay? Just go online, type in Mexican 1 year resident visa. It's very, very easy to get it. I was gonna get it, but my lawyer in Mexico said, hey, Amr, you can probably get the permanent visa out the door. And they told me the Orlando consulate is the best place to get the permanent visa from. So here's what the Mexican immigration authorities are looking for, okay? If you want to get the permanent visa right off the bat, okay, they're looking for older people, okay? They don't want some fucking 20-year-old backpacker going there. Nobody likes fucking hippies, okay? So you need to be over the age of 40. You need to probably own a business. You need to be making a hell of a lot of money. When I say hell of a lot of money, I'm not talking about like fucking millionaire driving in a Bugatti. I'm talking, you know, you need to make like tens of thousands of dollars, you know, maybe have like, you know, $100,000 in the bank, shit like that. It's actually easy for you to get the permanent resident visa for Mexico from the start. Going to the Orlando consulate, from what I heard from a lot of Mexican immigration lawyers, you can, because here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. Every consulate in America has different standards and regulations to follow. So the Miami consulate will not give you the immigration visa, the permanent residency visa. Miami will not do that unless you're like a senior citizen and you're getting government payouts from the government. You know, if you're like a senior citizen and you're getting the government to pay you out, yeah, Miami might give you the permanent visa from day one. But if you're like me, obviously, you know, I'm not a senior citizen. You know, the government ain't paying me out retirement. So Miami will tell me go fuck myself if I try to get the permanent resident visa in Miami. But in Orlando, I can probably pull it off from Orlando. I just have to go online and an appointment. Because the Orlando Mexican consulate is so fucking popular all over America. And even, here's the thing, guys. You can even be a Canadian and get the you can be a Canadian and yet you can come to the Orlando consulate to get your immigration visa to Mexico, you know? Here's the thing you guys probably don't know, okay? This video is kind of getting long and we're going off topic, but this is something a lot of you guys out there don't know, because most Americans don't have a passport. You've never been out of America. For you guys to get a visa to a country, okay? Let's say you're fucking Canadian, right? And you want to get a visa to Mexico. You can get that visa from any Mexican consulate anywhere in the world, okay? Because that Mexican consulate is your gateway to Mexico. So that Mexican consulate, it doesn't care where you are, right? As long as you can give the Mexican consulate your proper documents, that Mexican consulate, like the Orlando consulate, doesn't care if you're fucking Cuban, if you're fucking Canadian, you're Nigerian, as long as you can give the Orlando Mexican consulate the proper documents they want, that's all they care about. So for you guys out there who think you have to get visas in your country that you're staying in, you don't have to get a visa for, you know, I hear Brazil is going to require visas again because the elections were stolen and the new president, Presidente Lula, that's his name, Lula, right? Presidente Lula, he's going to require Americans to have visas for Brazil again. Maybe the same thing with Canadians, I don't know. So, if you want to get a visa to visit fucking Brazil, you can do that in Canada, you can do that in Mexico. You don't have to be in America to get a visa to a third country, man. So if you're American like me, you don't, and I want to go to fucking Brazil, I don't have to get a visa for Brazil from fucking America. You know, I can be anywhere in the world. You know, when I went to fucking Vietnam with the ex a couple of years ago, I got my visa from Egypt, you know? So this just goes to show you guys, just because you're American, Canadian, Romanian, you don't have to get the visa to a third country from the country that you are the citizen of. You can be a Canadian and you could be here in Orlando trying to get your visa from Orlando so you can go become a permanent resident in Mexico, okay? So I'm gonna let you guys know if I get an appointment with the Orlando consulate. I'm not, you know what? I may not tell you that because I know Coach Bitchpill watches my videos and he might call up the Orlando consulate and badmouth me, you know. You can't trust KiwiSale, guys. But the point here, man, shit is gonna get really bad. Red wave, blue wave, none of that shit matters. Just like the Jews wired the Twin Towers and building number 7 that fell all by itself, the Jews have systematically set up Western civilization, America in particular, to collapse. So I don't care, red wave, blue wave, DeSantis, Trump, Western civilization in general, America in particular, will be destroyed. Quite frankly, guys, I don't know if we will make it to 2024. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.